The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus returned to Capernaum after some days, it became known that he was at home. Many gathered together, so that there was no longer room for them, not even around the door, and he preached the word to them. They came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Unable to get near Jesus because of the crowd, they opened up the roof above him. After they had broken through, they let down the mat on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to him, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there asking themselves, "Why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus immediately knew in his mind what they were thinking to themselves. So he said, "Why are you thinking such things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home." He rose, picked up his mat at once, and went away in the sight of everyone. They were all astounded and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this."
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My friends, what a beautiful gospel passage we have this day. What a beautiful gospel passage. It's interesting because when Jesus returns to Capernaum, we're understood that he's going home. We're to understand that he's going home. So whose house might he be in? Might well be his own house. His own house. And everybody is gathered around. There's this massive group of people, and there's pressure on everybody from every side because there's nowhere to go. Just a big crowd. Everybody's packing in towards his door and into his house. So, in such way that there's not even room for these four men to get their friend, who they have to carry on a mat, in to see Jesus. So what do? They're so desperate. They're so desperate to bring their friend to Jesus that they cut a hole in the roof. We hear a hole in the roof. Whose roof is that? It's Jesus's roof. Who's happy when someone cuts a hole in their roof? Yeah, all our homeowners are laughing because nobody's happy when someone cuts a hole. And Jesus, why? He's not happy when someone cuts a hole in his roof. But look, he is. He's very happy because he sees just how desperately these people want to bring their friend to him. My friends, we all have people in our lives, our friends, the other kids we spend all day with, our teachers, our parents, our family, our relatives far away and near. We all have many, many people in our lives that we can bring to Jesus. We bring them to him in prayer. And we're desperate to bring them to Jesus because we know that Jesus has the cure for what ails them. Jesus has love, not just for us, but for them as well. Jesus wants them to live good and to feel good. To live good lives and then to feel good. Yeah, Jesus wants to give himself to the others. That's why when they cut a hole in his roof, he doesn't say, "Hey, what are you doing to my roof? Get out of here. What are you doing?" Right? You have to fix that. Do you know, like, why would you do that? No, he sees their great desire to bring their friends to him. And what does he do? He gives himself then to their friend. And what does he do? He cures his friend, cures their friend because of their faith. How powerful our prayers are, that we can bring other people in our hearts to Jesus, and he will give them what they need and what we ask God to give them. So let's pray today. Let's pray for everyone we can think of. And let's bring our hearts to Jesus. Let's bring our friends to Jesus, that he might give us all strength and we might all receive his joy, and that we might see just how happy he is when finally we open up his roof and climb down inside.